This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A 19-year-old pianist from Akron has just started at the prestigious Berklee College of Music in Boston, and Kofi Boakye turned to the community to help make that dream a reality. For this week's Shuffle, we hear about Boakye's journey from the inner city to center stage. Kofi Boakye has more accolades than most musicians twice his age. At 15, he was accepted to the University of Akron School of Music's jazz program. Not long after that, former President Barack Obama presented him with the President's Education Award for Outstanding Academic Excellence. And last year, he won the silver medal at the NAACP's Academic, Cultural, Technical, and Scientific Olympics. But Boakye says his story began in East Akron when his mom got a flyer in the mail for piano lessons.
I was 8 years old at the time, of course, and these were a bunch of five-year-olds. And I was like, oh my goodness, they're playing Beethoven and Mozart. I was like, this isn't for me. I was going to quit that first lesson. But then the teacher pulled me aside, and her name was Trisha Thompson, and she said, wait, don't leave. I see something in you. And so she said, instead of the group lessons, let's take private lessons. And so I said, okay, I'll try that. The weeks that passed, I went from the beginner's books to the advanced books, and at the time I was going through a situation where my father was leaving our lives, and he was, you know, pursuing a divorce with my mother. And when he left, he didn't just leave silently. He left and, you know, told us, hey, you'll never be anything without me. You won't amount to anything. And so hearing that stuff at a young age, it's like, man, what do? You have two options. Either you fold and believe that mantra that he set for yourself, or you become who you believe you can be. And through music, I found that.
A turning point for you was when you applied and got accepted into the Miller South Performing Arts School in Akron, where you ended up going all through middle school.
I went to an elementary school where I was excelling academically at the time, but the peers that I was with didn't view that what I was doing was great or good. And so they would bully me and they would call me names. And I remember going and telling my mom one night, I was like, Mom, I think in order for me to fit in with these kids at this school, I need to fail purposely. I need to get F's on every test, F's on all my homework in order to fit in with these guys, because that's the only way that I'll be able to do so. And so she said, okay, we really got to get you out of here. We got to get you to Miller South. And so I was gratefully accepted, and that school kind of changed my life and helped mold me into the artist that I am today.
Can you talk about that instrument you play?
Yeah, the melodica?
Yeah. You probably get asked about that a lot, right?
I do. The melodica is basically like a harmonica, but it's a piano. So it's a piano-oriented harmonica. I love making people like just smile, and I've always loved that, being in a crowd and just going up to somebody and just, they're super nervous, they're like, oh my gosh, what is he doing, what is he about to do, and then I go up and just serenade him with the melodica or whatever. It's pretty cool, man.
I do want to talk about Berklee. I've followed you on social media now for a while, and I've over the years been seeing things, you know, get Kofi to Berklee. How did that become a dream for you?
I consider Berklee to kind of be like my Golden State Warriors. Like, if you surround me around the best musicians in the world that play at the highest level and want to be nothing short of excellent, how can you not expect me to succeed and be motivated to do great things in that position?
So what happened? You started a savings account.
Yeah, I for me, I was like, I need to be in a position where I feel like I can actually make something out of this, because I've heard too many horror stories of musicians going into debt, getting a degree in music that was not beneficial to them long term. I wanted to be the person to not do that. So I sat down with arts director Nicole Mullett and Jetta Kudachief also. They both helped me kind of creating a 529 educational account. I can put money into that account. It's not taxed or anything like that. And also at the same time, other individuals can help donate. And I was grateful enough from Berklee to receive a scholarship that pays for half of the tuition. But tuition isn't the big thing. It's the cost of living.
So the dream has been to get to Berklee. What are you thinking about in the future?
Ironically, the future, I don't necessarily see it just being music. I see myself doing things like radio and doing things like having my own syndicated, you know, radio show like that, and having my own TV show and having a talk show. And I see myself also being a businessman and investing in different things. It's inspired off of the things that I've seen from guys like Maverick Carter, LeBron's business partner, and seeing them and hearing their story. And that's why I'm pushing myself as hard as I am. You can overcome anything, regardless of the odds that are stacked against you.
Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Next month, Boache will be in New York to perform at Harlem's legendary Apollo Theater. He's a finalist in their amateur competition. He's organized a bus tour from Akron to the show. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.